prepping for Fly Jams Friday, I see, Dan. Getting ready for DJ Shagru's arrival. Little JT. By the way, hi, it's Nick DiGilio. Hi. Friday morning. Hi. we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5. Justin Kaufman in for Cochran at 6. Welcome to the weekend. Fly Jams Friday will begin shortly. And, of course, if you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And also, straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies and You Big Dummy all coming up. Dan, did you know that there's a Justin Timberlake concert film that's coming out?
I did hear that.
Do you know who directed it?
I do not know that.
Jonathan Demme.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, well, he did... In my opinion, the greatest concert film ever made. I mean, he directed Stop Making Sense. So, you know, he's you know, obviously a guy who knows what he's doing in that department. But I find it really amazing that Jonathan Demme, like, I don't know, it's weird to me that Jonathan Demme's clearly a fan of Justin Timberlake. For some reason, that just seems strange, you know?
Yeah, you know, and it kind of continues the trend because... I don't know why I know this, but the One Direction concert movie was filmed by Morgan Spurlock.
Is that right?
Yeah. So not sure what the guy from Super Size Me, he must have a teenage daughter.
He's
or
got to.
But...
That's
got
to be what it is, right, man? He's got to have like a teenage daughter. And then, you know. Yeah, yeah. I told you that Dennis Leary story, right? Oh, man. I'm trying to remember the whole story. I can't remember it, but Dennis Leary was trying to score some points with his teenage daughter, and it was at a benefit or something, and I can't remember, but he was mistaken for somebody else. I don't know. It was when he was on with Fallon, and he told the story, and that was also the appearance he told about how he was in an office at a gig, and Rod Stewart came in and changed in front of him, was talking to him casually while Rod Stewart was naked. So he's like, all I could do was just, you know, try not to stare at Rod Stewart's junk, which was like 4 feet in front of my face. So anyway. All right. So weird laws. And where is this from? MSN?
MSN.com.
Yeah. MSN.com. These are real, right, Dan? These are real laws. So,
according to MSN, they are on the books, and this is not every state, but majority of states.
Okay. I'm going to go through all the states, and we can talk about these. And Esmeralda, these are laws that are on the books. Now, obviously, you know, many of these are probably laws from, you know, a couple of hundred years ago or a hundred years ago. That have never really been changed.
Law is a law, man.
Oh, the law is a law. Okay, are you ready? In Alabama, it is illegal to wrestle a bear. Damn.
Now I can't go there. What for?
Yeah, exactly. And when I go to Alabama, the first thing I want to do is wrestle bears.
That bear wrestling.
Yeah.
Company's just going to go out of business.
It's it. And Leslie Nielsen, who ripped off a shirt and wrestled a bear in Day of the Animals, wouldn't be able to go to Alabama. Neither would what? Leonardo DiCaprio could not visit Alabama now. He really didn't wrestle the bear. He got manhandled by the bear. Have you seen The Revenant, Esmeralda?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
But I hear that scene is quite amazing.
It's unbelievable. The whole movie's amazing, but that's pretty unbelievable. Okay, so you can't wrestle a bear. Just for anybody who's traveling to Alabama, you cannot wrestle a bear.
Don't let those bears get to you because that's what they want you to
do. Yeah, they're gonna chide you into wanting to wrestle them. But you can't do it if you're in Alabama. By the way, I was looking up at the TV. Can I just tell you, hey, Dan, guys, I'm just looking up at the TV. The lemonade iced tea at the lemonade stand commercial from Geico, that is one of the best commercials of all time.
It's funny you say that. When I was live blogging the Bears game the other day,
yeah,
and obviously the game started to peter out at half, so I started rating the commercials, that's exactly what I said. Iced tea lemonade commercial, best commercial on TV.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's lemonade. Look at the sign. Esmeralda, have you seen the iced tea and lemonade stand commercial?
I haven't.
Oh, God, it's so funny. It's so funny. Again, Geico.
And each of the people that walk up, fantastic. All of them. Like, just the look on their face is fantastic acting.
Yeah. Whoever the ad agency is that Geico has hired over the past years, they need to keep them. Just keep them because the commercials, those commercials are great. But this, I got to say, this is my favorite since the Push It with Salt and Pepper. That was my favorite up until this one. Okay. Alaska. It is illegal to step on cracks on a sidewalk. Evidently, a lot of mothers' backs broke.
Yeah, and I was going to say that's everywhere, though.
No, but
right? You don't step on cracks.
But I guess you can't get arrested if you do. But in Alaska, it's illegal. Okay. All right. Arizona, cutting down a certain type of cactus could land you with a 25-year prison sentence. Pretty helpful if we knew what kind of
That's what makes it fun.
Just go out to Arizona and start chopping down cacti to see which one is the one that's going to get you a 25-year stint in the clink. Arkansas. What? How about get this one, Esmeralda? In Arkansas, flirting in Little Rock could mean 30 days in jail.
How is Clinton not in jail then?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second now. Oh. Oh, man. California. Sunshine is considered a legal human right. Yeah, man. It's California, of course.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Yeah, man. California, man. We need our sun, man. I'm assuming that was added to the books in the 60s. That would be my guess. Connecticut. What? Okay. Connecticut. A pickle must bounce if it's to be considered a pickle. What if it's a gherkin? A gherkin's not going to.
How high?
You have to drop it from the tallest building in Connecticut? I don't
know. You know, like the bounce. How much?
Oh, how much does it have to bounce? I don't know.
How much bounce?
You mean like a basketball or something? I don't want to consume a pickle that bounces like a basketball. Why would you eat it then? If you're going to bounce it off the floor, you're not going to eat it.
Put down plastic first.
It just seems excessive. All right. Delaware. It is illegal to change your clothes in a car. Is that while driving? Because I would support that. Can't change your clothes in a car in Delaware. In Hawaii, it is illegal to put coins in someone's ear. Well, magicians cannot go to Hawaii now. That's it. Why? Here's the question with a lot of these. What happened that they needed to make this a law? What happened that they needed, you know, I'm really getting sick. At the emergency room, they were like, I'm really getting sick of prying quarters out of kids' ears.
Oh, man. Quarters? I was eating dimes.
Yeah, dime. Well, a quarter in the case of Ross Perot. God, I just dated myself. Made a political reference from 1992 about a guy who has big ears. Who should I have said? Prince Charles?
Will Smith? Obama?
Obama. I should have went with Obama. He's got big ears, yeah. Instead, my point of reference was Ross Perot. All right. Idaho. Riding a merry-go-round on Sunday is illegal. Well, that just doesn't seem like fun.
See, I did that in Boston. Good thing I was in Boston.
Was it a Sunday?
It was.
You rode a merry-go-round on a Sunday in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Well, in Massachusetts, that doesn't seem to be a law. It's a good thing that you weren't in Idaho.
I know. I was essentially pissing off Idaho. all the way from Massachusetts.
That's what you and V said. Hey, I got an idea. It's Sunday. Let's ride a merry-go-round just to tick off Idaho.
Look what we can do, Idaho.
And then you were pulling coins out of your ears, too, just to piss off Hawaii. All right, are you ready? Illinois. This is important. Everybody who is in the Illinois state area, listen up. Make sure you write this down and don't ever do it. In Illinois, it is illegal to give your dog whiskey. No matter how much he begs, you cannot give your dog whiskey. Do you ever give a pet beer? You ever do that? You ever
yes,
give a dog?
The dog I grew up with, he loved beer. He loved it. He would lick empty cans.
He's an alcoholic
I
dog?
I know, yeah. He loved it.
Okay. So you can't give your dog whiskey. Don't. All right. In Indiana, now we have many, many listeners. We have many listeners across the entire country. But in Indiana, it is illegal to sell your parents' jewelry.
That seems like something Indiana would do a lot of.
You mean people in Indiana?
Selling
their parents' jewelry? Illegal. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll find out more strange laws. We just want to keep you guys safe and legal. So again, keep the Jack Daniels away from the dog. Spot cannot have Jim Beam. All right. Here we go. This week on Chicago's Best, whether it's Memphis... Well, sorry, Jim Beam is bourbon. See what happens? I haven't had whiskey in a year and a half, so I don't even know what it is anymore. Hi, everybody. Good morning. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude. Weekday mornings, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Justin Kaufman is sitting in for Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk or text. Also, get your Fly Jam Friday requests ready. And after 4 o'clock, we'll bust into Fly Jams Friday. Also coming up, Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24-7 to everybody. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24-7 to the station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot all the info down. Again, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And if you want to participate in You Big Dummy, that's where we read real news stories of dumb people who did dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the dummiest with the help of Fred Sanford. And if you would like to participate, find a link to a funny dummy story online and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll figure it all out. We'll record it. Not only will you be on the show reading the story, but you will also get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. Okay. All right, Esmeralda, you ready to get back to the states and their strange laws?
Yeah, I want to break some laws.
Okay. Well, here's what you got to do. In Iowa, it is illegal to kiss a stranger.
I'm out.
You
not
are
going to Iowa.
You're prone to just kissing strangers on the street, Esmeralda?
It's a thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Kansas. It's illegal to put wine in a teacup. That's very specific.
So wait, are mugs okay?
It says teacup.
Because I think like teacup, like, oh, like a tiny little elegant cup.
Yeah, I think that's what it means. It's illegal to put wine into a teacup. So what is that? Does that mean you can't bring a bottle of wine to Disneyland and ride the... and write the teacups. All right.
The ones in Kansas?
Because, you know, doesn't Disneyland have Kansasville? Isn't that one of the, what do they call those things? The little sections? What are they called? Are they?
Oh, I don't know.
Aren't they called? They're not regions. What are they? You know, like in Future Village and Future Land and Adventure Face.
I think they're just lands.
There's a name. Wasn't there? Isn't there like a name for the different places in Disneyland? You got Tomorrowland. You got Idiot Village or what? I don't know. But they're like, it's their names. So I think the teacups at Disneyland are in Kansasville. That's the new region or whatever. Do they still have those at Six Flags? Because Six Flags, I haven't been to Six Flags in, you know, like 16 years was the last time I was at Six Flags. Do they still have like little, like, because they had like Frontier Land or, I don't know. All right. Let's see. Kentucky. All right. In Kentucky, you are required to shower once a year by law.
Do you think they make any resolutions? Like, maybe we should make it at least twice a week.
You are required to shower once a year by law in Kentucky. So I wouldn't imagine Mickey Rourke would be traveling to Kentucky anytime soon.
Who has that job? Like, hey.
It's been 364 days since you've showered.
Now you can smell it.
Now we're getting laws from people via text. Well, if you have any weird laws in your area, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200, talk and text. 606 area code says, in Ohio, you need a license to keep a bear. Honey, I got to go renew my bear license.
Where is this?
Ohio. I haven't gotten to Ohio yet on the list.
And where couldn't you wrestle him? In Alabama?
Yeah, in Alabama, okay. You can't wrestle them.
Good thing they're far.
By the way, Ohio's not on here.
Yeah, some of the states didn't. Oh. Like, I cut them out because they weren't currently in place. They were like, in 1983, it was illegal to spit on a sidewalk.
Okay. 630 area, because as I went to school in Mount Vernon in Iowa, it's illegal to throw a brick onto the highway. It is legal to streak as long as you are running toward your clothes.
I mean, how else are you going to get to your clothes? You have to technically what is called streaking.
What if you just like if you want to legally streak for a really long time, just continually kick the clothes in front of you as you're running to keep them in front of you, or pick them up and throw them every couple of feet? You could run 12 miles that way. And,
by the way, 606 lets us know the teacups are in Wonderland.
They're in Wonderland. Well, yeah, of course they are, because it's teacups. I should have known that. See, Alice, in Wonderland, they have the tea party. How come they don't have Hatland or, like, a ride? Do they have a ride with big hats? Is there a Mad Hatter ride?
You have to wear big hats. And you just sit in chairs wearing a hat.
That's so much fun. I can't wait to go to Disneyland so that I can sit at a table with a hat on. I do that every night. All right. And finally, all baseball field lights must be turned off by 8:30 p.m. Okay.
So I think there was, I don't know if it was a real law, but when I was going to school at DePaul, I think I was told that we couldn't have sororities or sorority houses. Because
of the neighborhood?
Because more than 8 single women, it's considered a brothel or something like that.
What? I had heard that rumor at Bradley, too. I mean, we did have sororities, but there was...
Yeah, but
we had to have a special designation.
Yeah. So that could be a weird law. I mean, come on.
It's considered a brothel?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
8 single women.
There was a bar on Lincoln Avenue by DePaul, like Lincoln and... Fullerton. Maybe somebody will remember the name of the bar. Was it on Lincoln or was it on Fullerton? No, it was on Lincoln. It was on Lincoln, I think. No, it wasn't on Lincoln. What's the other cross section there, Dan?
Halsted.
Halsted. Okay, it was on Halsted. Dan,
what was it called?
Dan, you gotta got a high voice suddenly.
Well, no, I went to school there.
I too was questioning that, and I'm like, just not ask the traffic reporter DePaul.
The person who went to DePaul who also does traffic, and I asked Dan.
Where's the hip?
Anyway, it was on Halsted. I don't know the name of the bar. Maybe somebody does. It was on Halsted, just north of Fullerton. Halsted, just north of Fullerton, next to the bank there. And it used to, and it was a bar, and that was, and that, that used to be a before it turned into whatever it is now.
Wasn't that Tonic Room?
No, wait, maybe it was Tonic Room. Maybe somebody will know. It wasn't. No, I don't think it was Tonic Room. But I used to go there pretty regularly, and it was an, it was like a cursed whorehouse. It used to be like there was a. I'm not kidding. So maybe that has something to do with the law. I don't know. It was reportedly a cursed, haunted whorehouse at one time, and then it was a bar. It was a cool bar, too. I used to go there all the time. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hi. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, get your requests into DJ Shagrew, 312-981-7200. Straight out of context, Nick D Show spies you, big dummy. All coming up. We were talking about... We're talking about strange laws in the U.S., in different states across the U.S., and I was still trying to remember the name of that. Esmeralda, the bar that I'm talking about that was on Halsted was, like I said, just north of Fullerton and Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
and there was a burrito place, I believe, right next to it.
I know that area, but I don't remember.
But there was the burrito place was right. Here we go. Do we have an answer? Oh, Matthew.
Yeah, it was right by Oz Park over there, the Everly Club.
It wasn't by Oz. No, Oz Park is further south. This was at Fullerton, Halsted, and Lincoln.
That's east of Fullerton.
Oh, okay, I thought Oz Park.
Yeah,
right
but that's
there.
Good. Okay, but thank you, Matthew. Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, that is the Everly Club. No, I was just mixed up where Oz Park was.
Oh, yeah, Oz Park is the Everly Club. That was
The Everly Club.
Okay.
That was the historic. That was the historic House of Prostitution.
Oh, okay. So it was the Everly Club. All right.
Yeah.
It's the historic House of Prostitution.
Brothel. Say brothel.
Okay, Matthew. Right. Thank you. The Everly Club. Thank you. All right. There we go. Everly Club. I don't know why that's not ringing a bell with me, but we used to go there because we used to go to my friends and I used to go to the Red Lion all the time on Lincoln Avenue.
Now I'm looking it up. No, this says it was on South Dearborn, that Everly Club.
All right, well, that's not it. I'm telling you.
He's talking about, like, way in the, this is, like, 1900.
Yeah, but I think, that's what I'm saying, is that this building, too, on Halsted, the bar that was next to the burrito place just north of Fullerton, that, too, had a history of being a brothel.
It was supposedly
haunted.
This one he's talking about, it was run by the Everly Sisters.
And that's why it's called the Everly Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're in some book. I forget what book I read and they were in it.
I can't remember the name of the damn bar. And I mean, it closed a long time ago. We used to go in the 80s and 90s, you know, in that area. So we're talking like way a long time ago, 25, 30 years ago. But that was the bar. It probably, when you went to school there, Esmeralda, it probably wasn't even there anymore.
No, because I started in 2001.
Yeah, no, it was probably gone. But at that one time, it was the bar, and then next to it was this burrito place. Very convenient to have a burrito place 10 feet away from the front door of a bar. So, all right, here's Alex on WGN. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up?
Well, I went to college at a little place. Way down in like middle Indiana, called DePaul University. It's like DePaul with a W at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had sororities and fraternities there, but we were always told the rule. And I don't know if this was BS as well as the Illinois one, but the rule was that it was considered a brothel if there were more than eight women living in a house together. But that only came into effect if guys were in the house past the front entry, and that doesn't include like repair guys, plumbers, or even the school. So that's why we're always told that sororities weren't able to have parts.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. I'm still not clear on it, but Alex, thanks for the call. There's a. Have you seen Everybody Wants Some yet? Have you guys seen it yet? Dan, have you seen Everybody Wants Some?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it? That's a Linklater spiritual, you know, sequel.
Yeah.
To Dazed, and it's great. It's one of the best movies of the year. But they had a rule in that movie about they couldn't bring the girls upstairs in the frat house. They talk about that in the movie. They can't bring them upstairs because then it becomes like a rule or something on the campus.
Isn't that also they do that in all those movies that are like 60s era? Because I'm thinking Animal House. Remember, he has to wait in the lobby. And then they go fetch.
Oh, that's at the sorority. Yeah,
yeah.
That's at the sorority. Yeah, well, there are no rules in the Delta House, in Animal House.
Well,
you know, D-Day rode a damn motorcycle up the stairs. So I don't think...
It'd be great if they're like, they can do all that, but they're like, no women.
Yeah, no women up there. D-Day can ride his motorcycle. He could bust through the door on a motorcycle and ride it up the stairs, and that's fine. Belushi can smash an acoustic guitar all over the hallway, but he can't bring chicks up there. We're getting a whole bunch of people. Jay in Ohio says, Nick, in Ohio, women are prohibited from wearing patent leather shoes in public. What? Why? Canadian Bill. I love Canadian Bill. Because I think it's William Shatner. Canadian Bill in Ontario. If you don't pay your hotel bill, they can sell your horse. I'm guessing that's a modern law.
Well, joke's on them. I don't have a horse.
So I stayed in your hotel, and I don't even have a horse. Jesse says it's a law to hum. It's against the law to hum on Sunday in the public streets in Cicero. Why? Dumb, it says. I do like Collinsville's law where it's illegal to wear sagging pants.
See, now that could be a problem for me because I have a pair of pants that I just bought and they're kind of stretchy and I like stretch them out, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to run.
Oh,
and
God.
I could feel them. I'm like, oh, I'm like grabbing my pants as I'm trying to run like for a bus. I would get arrested and
I'm going to hang on to some of these. We got more here, but I just want to close with this one. All right. This I agree with. And I think this should be a law in every state. In Maine, it is illegal to keep Christmas decorations up past January 14th. I think that should be an enforceable law.
What if they're white and you just say they're just regular lights for your house?
Yeah. Well, Steve and Johnny would be in jail, right, Dan? Because they keep the tree up, but they do a different. Johnny does the.
They change it every month.
Every month it's a different holiday theme.
We'll see.
Yeah.
A little pizzazz.
All right. I still want to get one of those Star Splash laser guns that are so popular now. You know what I'm talking? We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
I want one for my apartment.
Well, I'll come over with my my cobweb spray.
Oh yeah, you can spray cobwebs. We'll bring the air compressor out and have all kinds of jollies. You know but that laser light thing. I just want to put it on so that people are walking down Irving going, "What the hell is going on in there?"
Does it move?
You can. I mean, you can make the lights move and stuff. And it's like laser points lights. And
it
would be all over my apartment and probably spill out onto Irving if I had my shades up.
It does look cool. There is a restaurant that has closed and the lights are still on. And it looks like that.
Yeah.
And it's in, but in the business, every time I walk by, I'm just like, is there a party? And there's nothing. It's empty.
Yeah. That's
those
what I want. You know, because I'm a very quiet tenant in my apartment. I don't do anything. I mean, I listen to music with headphones on, and I watch TV. That's the loudest it gets in my apartment is when I watch TV. Sometimes I go nuts during a Hawks game. That's the only time I ever make any noise. So I'm really quiet. So like, I could have this crazy light laser show thing happening, and nothing is happening in my apartment. It's like, what is going on in this guy's apartment? I'm an idiot.